The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje. Read by Ray Fiennes. The Villa. The girl named Hannah stands up in the garden where she has been working and looks into the distance. She has sensed a shift in the weather. There is another gust of wind, a buckle of noise in the air, and the tall cypresses sway. She turns and moves uphill towards the house, climbing over a low wall, feeling the first drops of rain on her bare arms. She crosses the loggia and quickly enters the house. In the kitchen, she doesn't pause but goes through it and climbs the stairs which are in darkness, and then continues along the long hall, at the end of which is a wedge of light from an open door. She turns into the room, which is another garden, this one made up of trees and bowers painted over its walls and ceiling. The man lies on the bed, his body exposed to the breeze, and he turns his head slowly towards her as she enters. Every 4 days, she washes his black body, beginning at the destroyed feet. She wets a washcloth and, holding it above his ankles, squeezes the water onto him, looking up as he murmurs, seeing his smile. Above the shins, the burns are worst. Beyond purple. Bone. She has nursed him for months, and she knows the body well. The thin, tight hips. Hip bones of Christ, she thinks. He is her despairing saint. He lies flat on his back, no pillow, looking up at the foliage painted onto the ceiling, its canopy of branches, and above that, blue sky. She pours calamine in stripes across his chest where he is less burned, where she can touch him. Reaching his shoulders, she blows cool air on his neck, and he mutters. What? She asks, coming out of her concentration. He turns his dark face with its grey eyes towards her. She puts her hand into her pocket. She unskins the plum with her teeth, withdraws the stone and passes the flesh of the fruit into his mouth. He whispers again, dragging the listening heart of the young nurse beside him to wherever his mind is, into that well of memory he kept plunging into during those months before he died.